Manuscript Releases, Volume 11. Numbers 851 to 920. M.R. Number 867. Christ's Work in the Sanctuary. Christ's Work in the Holy and the Most Holy Places. Then he, Moses, was carried down to the period of time when a view of the heavenly sanctuary should be given to God's people, when the veil would be parted, and by faith they would enter within the Holy of Holies. Moses knew something about the sanctuary in heaven. He understood the sacred ministrations connected with the holy place and the most holy. The significance of the typical service in the earthly sanctuary was made light and clear by the reflection of the Sun of Righteousness upon the types and symbols. When Christ, the Mediator, burst the bands of the tomb and ascended on high to minister for man, he first entered the holy place, where, by virtue of his own sacrifice, he made an offering for the sins of men. With intercession and pleadings, he presented before God the prayers and repentance and faith of his people, purified by the incense of his own merits. He next entered the most holy place to make an atonement for the sins of the people and cleanse the sanctuary. His work as high priest completes the divine plan of redemption by making the final atonement for sin. 69, 19, 12, 13. The Sin and Death of Moses. Copied September 10, 1912. Cleansing the heavenly sanctuary and the soul temple, godliness, sobriety, and consistency will characterize the life and example of every true Christian. The work which Christ is doing in the sanctuary above will engage the thoughts and be the burden of the conversation, because by faith he has entered into the sanctuary. He is on earth, but his sympathies are in harmony with the work that Christ is doing in heaven. Christ is cleansing the heavenly sanctuary from the sins of the people, and it is the work of all who are laborers together with God to be cleansing the sanctuary of the soul from everything that is offensive to him. Everything like evil surmising, envy, jealousy, enmity, and hatred will be put away. For such things grieve the Holy Spirit of God and put Christ to an open shame. Love of self will not exist, nor will any engaged in this work be puffed up. The example of Christ's life, the consistency of his character, will make his influence far-reaching. You will be a living epistle, known and read of all men. White Estate, Washington, D.C., July 9th, 1981.